This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games, and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. We're backstage. We've got two good players warming up for today's match, and warm up they should, because today, one of them is going to have the opportunity to win their very own video arcade game. Players, you guys ready? Ready? Let's go play Starcade. Here we go. Welcome. Have a nice audience. Welcome to you at home. And here's the two guys who are going to square off against each other here on Starcade. Let's meet them right now. What's your name?
My name is Mark Rotelli, and I'm a freshman at Mission San Jose High School, and I like to act, and I also enjoy public speaking.
Good. You saved me a lot of time. I was going to say, tell you me something about yourself, but you already did that, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right, let's meet your opponent. Your name?
Patrick Schwartz.
Patrick, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 30 years old. I practice magic, and I live here in the city.
No kidding. You don't have any magic tricks with you, do you?
Oh, sure.
You want to do one?
Sure, I'd like to do one.
Okay.
This is a card trick.
Uh-huh.
Wrong card trick.
Oh. Well, that's pretty good.
Okay, and this trick?
Well, we don't have enough time for the whole trick, but thank you very much, Patrick. By the way, we have a magic arcade game. It'll make your quarter disappear. Okay, now, as you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games. One of them is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. Let's take a look at it. It is Frontline today. Okay. All right, you guys shake hands. Watch out, your hand doesn't disappear. Run back to the podium. We'll get ready to play Starcade. But before we get started, let's have Kevin tell us about the five games in store for us today.
Oh, Jeff, we're going to burn rubber down the video game highway today. And the excitement starts with this game. It is Moto Race USA, a low-riding biking experience. Next, The Pit, with spacemen, pools of slime, and jewels. Rock and Rope. It'll really hang you out. Next, Solar Fox, a racy run in a spacey place. And the Discs of Tron, caught in a world of energy and light. Jeff?
Okay, good. We've got some good games up there today. We're going to have a lot of fun with them. Those five games, of course, so both of you had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, is a mystery game. If you pick it in the first three games, a valuable prize is automatically going to be yours. Now, just so our home audience knows what the mystery game is today, we're going to let Kevin whisper that to them. Kev?
Today's mystery game is Solar Fox.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Whoever answers the question correctly is going to have a chance to pick the first game. So if you're ready, Mark and Patrick, hands on your buzzers. In Amidar, how many sections must be filled in on the first pig paint roller screen? A, 33 or B, 37? Patrick.
33.
No, sorry, it is 37. So Mark, by default, you get to pick the first game. What do you think you'd like to play there?
Solar Fox.
Solar Fox. Yeah, boy, we got a good start here today. Mark knows that sound is the mystery game, and Kevin, tell him what he's won.
Mark, it's pack time. You've won a Pac-Man and a Ms. Pac-Man watch and clock. Telling time was never so much fun, furnished by Paxon.
Okay. Well, you're always going to know what time it is now. Let's find out about the game you picked, Solar Fox, and Kevin will explain that to us. Kev?
In Solar Fox, you pilot your ship through space, scoring points by firing on or going over the racks of Fuzors in your path. Score extra points by destroying incoming UFOs and by catching the blue mystery spots. Go fast or go slow and fire at will. You are the Solar Fox.
All right, you're going after those Fuzors. Don't forget, you can shoot them as well as run over them. But the way you said Solar Fox, I figure you're a pretty good Solar Fox player, are you, Mark?
It's my favorite game.
All right, Solar Fox, your favorite game. You'll have 50 seconds to play. If you're ready, turn around. Ready? Get set. Play. Here goes one. Oh, they got you. Another. Come on. not till they got you. About 10 more seconds. Two to get for the next screen. Oh, too bad you died. 2,640. That's not bad for somebody who died so early. Head on back, Mark. Come on down, Patrick. Well, Mark had a little bit of trouble there catching all those fusors. We wish you good luck. You'll have 50 seconds, too. How do you feel about Solar Fox?
Well, it's becoming my favorite game.
Is it? Okay. Get ready. Don't forget your speed control if you want to go faster. Get ready. Get set. Play. All right. Okay, great. Next screen. 35 seconds. There he goes. Whoa. Gotcha. Next one coming up. There you go. One more. Can you get it? Yes. Next screen. 15 seconds. Great. All right, there it is, 3,360. Nice play, Patrick. Now, don't go away yet. Don't go away, because if you go away, they'll go away, all right? Just stay there. We'll be right back and see who gets to choose the next game right here on Star Trek.
The grand prize today on Starcade is the video arcade game Frontline, a battlefield commissioned to protect your forces from invaders. It's a tricky business and always a challenge to maintain freedom in Frontline, furnished by Taito America. And now back to the trenches of Starcade, here's Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Kevin, thanks a lot. All right, Mark and Patrick, we have one game out of the way. Let's check the scores, see how we're doing. Mark, so far you have 2,640. Patrick, you came up with 3,360. Only about 600 points separating the two of you. You're in the lead, of course, Patrick, but there's one more game to be played in this round. At the total points scored on both games, then, we'll determine who gets to play the name the game board. So if you're ready, I have another question for the two of you. Hands on buzzers. Here we go. In Cosmic Chasm, how does the player's ship move from screen to screen? A, by exiting through a space tunnel, or B, by destroying all aliens? Patrick.
Exiting through a space tunnel.
Right you are. He is correct. Okey-doke. The mystery game is gone. Mark got that, as we know, but there are some games up there. Pick one that you're good at, and let's see how well we do.
I'd like to try Discs of Tron.
Disc of Tron, a great game. That's going to be a lot of fun, and Kevin will tell us a little bit about it. Kev?
You are Tron, and you are locked in a deadly battle with the warrior Sark, protector of a world that is pure energy, caught in an arena from which the only escape is victory. Electrifying light discs, guided by energy spots, are your only hope of de-rezzing Sark. Avoid his advances by jumping from disc to disc, or by using your special deflect power. But for you now, survival lies only in the Discs of Tron.
Right, thanks, Kevin. Now, Patrick, what he didn't tell you is if a chaser comes out, you can't deflect that, and you have to hit that twice to get rid of it. It'll chase you all over the place. And, Mark, might want to listen to this, too. When Sark first appears, if you can shoot right away, you may get him right away, and then that'll get your points in a hurry, okay?
Okay.
All right, Patrick, wish you good luck. 50 seconds for this game, Discs of Tron. Get ready, get set, play. I start firing back. He got you. Got him. Good. Good shot. All right. 28 seconds. On to the next screen. Hang in there. 20 seconds. Oh, got you. Too bad. Coming up. 10 seconds. Good shot. Get 3,500. Congratulations, Patrick. Not bad at all. Let's see how Mark does. Come on down, Mark. You saw what happened?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'll do better.
You'll do well. Good. I like your confidence. Don't forget your deflect button. Turn around and get ready. You'll have 50 seconds. Ready? Get set. Play. Good shot. Got him again. Okay, we'll get another screen coming up. Hang in there, plenty of time, 35 seconds. Oh, he's more clever now. Hang in there. 15 seconds. Oh, no, he got you again. You got him. Good. All right. Pretty good. Head on back, Mark, because what we're going to do now is see who gets to play the Name the Game board. That Discs of Tron is a fun game. We didn't see any chasers appear, but that's part of the game, too, when they do. Both of you had a chance to play Solar Fox and Discs of Tron. One of you now is going to play for a special prize, so we're going to total up the scores from both games and see who gets to play the Name the Game board. Mark, you have a grand total so far of 6,140. Nicely done. Patrick, you have 7,260. A close game, but Patrick, you got it. Come on out here. Means you get to play the Name the Game board. Turn around and face out just for a second while I explain to you exactly what we have behind you. We have four video screens, and we're going to put on there four video games. You take a look at those games and see if you can identify them. Should you do that, you're going to win a terrific prize. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, turn around. I'll get the answers out of my pocket here so you can't see them. And we'll take a look at the upper left-hand corner. Is that Joust or Wizard of War?
That's Joust.
Joust is right. Number two, Mr. Dew's Castle or Monster Bash?
Monster Bash.
Yes, you're right. Number three, Space Duel or Star Castle?
Star Castle.
No, sorry, that's wrong, but you have a chance here at number four, Millipede or Centipede?
Millipede.
No, it's not. It's Centipede. Yeah, I had to take your first answer. Too bad. Not so good on the video games, but what the heck, you're in the lead anyway, and when we come back, we're going to find out if you're going to go on to go for your very own video arcade game. Okay, Patrick?
That's good.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Starcade. Well, Mark and Patrick, we have a pretty close game here, but now we're at round two, and the pressure's on. There's only one game left to play. This time, only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we're going to total up all the scores. The top score on all games is going to get a chance to win Frontline. So if you're ready, I have your last question for you. Important to you, particularly, Mark, to get this one so you can pick the last game. Hands on buzzers. In Bubbles, what can exterminate the cockroach? A, the broom, or B, the sponge? Patrick.
Sponge.
Sponge. No, sorry, Mark. It's the broom. And you get to pick the last game. You're a little over 1,000 points behind, so pick accordingly.
Motor Race USA.
Motor Race USA. That's what it is. And let's talk to Kev and find out if he can tell us a little bit about it. Kev?
Ooh, you are a biker just cruising along, not bothering nobody. On the road from L.A. to New York, and you can get real satisfaction from jumping rivers, using narrow bridges and paths, and by doing wheelies. But don't get too carried away. You need that gas on the road, and you can get into a lot of trouble if you don't watch out. You've picked Motor Race USA, and that makes you a low-riding biker.
You've been seeing too many Easy Rider movies, Kevin. Okay. You know how to play this, right?
Uh-huh.
I thought so from the way you said it. Don't forget, if you take the narrow pathways, you get more points, and you need the points, Mark. You ready to go?
Sure am.
50 seconds, or rather 40 seconds this time, a little different. Ready? Get set. Play. Here you go. Got the narrow pathway. Good for you. Good speed. 20 seconds to go. Great. All right, Mark, well played. 8,000 points. You didn't crash once. That's pretty good, my friend. Head on back. Patrick's got his work cut out for him. Well, Patrick, Mark gave you something to shoot out there. Didn't crash once. How are you at motocross?
Well, about the same as he is, I'd say.
Well, that's pretty good then. Let's find out. You'll have 40 seconds also. Get ready. Get set, play. Here we go. Oh, gotcha. All right, 4,500 points. Patrick, you head on back. It's going to be interesting. Patrick was in the lead going into the final, but Mark beat him on Motocross USA. And now we're going to find out who the big winner is and who's going to get a chance to go for the grand prize, their own video arcade game. Here we go. Mark, you have a total of 14,140 points. Patrick, 11,760 points. Mark is the winner. Well, Patrick, you hung in there till the end. Motocross tripped you up a little bit, but it's been fun knowing you, and I hope you had a good time.
I did.
All right, keep playing with the magic or practicing the magic, and maybe we'll see you on the stage one day as a magician.
Hope so.
That'd be terrific. And now you, Mark, big winner. Congratulations. We have something nice for you for winning for the day. Kevin?
It's the Spectre Video SY328, a complete computer system for home and business applications featuring 112K of memory, CPM capability, a disk drive, and an expansion box, Spectre Video.
Ah, yes. Terrific. And Mark, you also, of course, have won a chance to play for your own video arcade game. In just a few moments, you're going to be going for Frontline.
Right.
Take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Starcade. Well, Mark, you're the big winner, and now comes a big challenge for you. This is a chance for you to win your own arcade game. There's still two games left unplayed, The Pit and Rock and Rope. During the commercial break, we informed you that if you picked The Pit, you'd have to score at least 2,904 points. If you picked Rock and Rope, then you'd have to score at least 2,237 points. These are the average scores of more than 20 other players who play these same games. Now, you reached a decision, right?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you pick?
Rock and Rope.
Rock and Rope. All right, Rock and Rope it is, and that means if you score 2,237 points or more in 30 seconds, you're going to win Frontline. All right. Now, we're going to go over and play the game, but first I'm sure Patrick wants to wish you good luck, which he does. And Kevin, would you tell us a little bit about Rock and Rope?
Mark, you've chosen to put yourself in a precarious cliff-hanging situation. And believe it or not, the most you can hope to accomplish is to reach the bird at the top. It's not going to be easy, Mark, but I know you'll try. Like this, stop, shoot the rope, climb the rope. Pick up the golden egg for flash power. Flash the monsters to stop them. Pick up the feather, avoid the falling rocks, and if a monster is shaking your rope, don't move. Do all this and the bird of fortune is yours in Rock and Rope.
Okay, Mark, 2,237 points, that's what you need to make in 30 seconds. How do you feel?
All right.
Okay, we're going to wish you good luck. There's a golden egg that you see really early. Get for that, go for that thing, and maybe you'll do it, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's go. This is Rock and Rope. You have 30 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Got the rope. 2,237 is what we need. Coming closer. Oh, no. 1,720 is what you got. You needed 2,237. But what the heck? You won a lot of prizes here on Starcade. Did you have a good time?
Oh, yeah.
You're a great champion, Mark. Thanks a lot for being with us. Okay, everybody, we're going to be back with more great games. Hope you'll be back with us. Until then, this is Jeff Edwards saying, hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.
Starcade staff stays at the Altamira Hotel in the hills of Sausalito overlooking glorious San Francisco Bay. The Altamira featuring honeymoon hideaway cottage suites and garden settings. Some of the Starcade set furnished by RCA. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.